The job numbers come from the Federal Quarterly Census of Employment and Wages, which economists consider the most accurate job metric. It was the worst September to September period for Wisconsin since the recession ended. The job losses come at a time when Wisconsin has cut manufacturers' income and corporate taxes by nearly $300 million a year. University of Michigan labor economist Don Grimes says it shows the limited power of state government to influence the manufacturing industry.
No political leader, if they have looked at the data and understand what's really going on, should ever bet their future on manufacturing job growth, because it's not going to happen.
Over the same 12-month period, the national economy also lost manufacturing jobs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.